Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, there was a nationwide music festival in France called Fête de la Musique, and it went down last weekend, and the big headline had nothing to do with the music. Big headline had to do that nearly 150 people were stabbed with needles. Now, no one is saying what may or may not have been in these syringes, but some victims were taken to the hospital as a precaution. I think it's safe to say no one wants to get poked with a stranger's needle. I think it's also safe to say that no one wants to wake up on a plane as a direct result of a stranger urinating on them. However, that's what happened to a guy on a United flight earlier this month. He was snoozing, and he woke up to a guy that he did not know standing over top of him and, yes, peeing on him. Good times. But I did have to ask myself, would I rather be pricked by a stranger's needle or soaked in a stranger's urine? Oddly enough, and I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, I'm going to go ahead and take urine in this case. Now, look, we plan on asking you the same thing because today is our random would you rather question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration. And it's quite simple. You call us, we just ask you a would you rather question. And while there is no right answer, we'll still tell you why you're wrong.
Be part of the big show. Call 206-803-ROCK. Like KISW on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom@KISW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. see the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
So away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,344. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The exciting return of Who Sucks Less. Steve, I don't know how you do it. You bring us people in the news doing bad things.
Yeah.
We pit those three stories up against each other to try to determine, out of the three, which one sucks the least. How are we looking today on Who Sucks Less?
Well, as usual, man, there's a general theme that runs in this, and this is, the retaliation episode. And retaliation, it can involve dogs, it can involve pee, or you can go old school and just use poison. But people perceiving a
slight... Well, that would seem to me to suck the most, you know?
I don't know, man. I don't know. When you hear the stories, I agree with you on the surface, but as you hear the stories, I think you might change your opinion.
Who Sucks Less coming up at 4:30. Also, a programming note, if you missed the announcement, Men's Room World Tour rolling on Saturday, July 19th from 2 until 5. We'll be at the Tracyton Movie House in Bremerton.
Bremerton.
With the Men's Room IPA 20th Anniversary Lager from Black Raven. And the Men's Room Beer brought from Mooley's. Of course, it's absolutely free. Kids are invited. There are video games and everything else there. Mm-hmm. Apparently, it's a... We've never been. Fantastic spot. But... food and games for the kids and beers for the adults and all that stuff. So
yeah.
It's going to be a good afternoon. We hope to see you there. All the details are at KISW.com. And today is the day we do our random Would You Rather question, 206-803-ROCK. Would you like to start with one in the room here?
Yeah, man. Come on. Get a brain
all
warmed
right,
up.
Let's see here. What do we got? I'll give you guys a... Okay. All right. You know what? Here you go. Here's a fun way to start the show. Would you rather... wake up at Diddy's house with no memory, or wake up at Bill Cosby's house with no memory?
I'm taking Diddy. And to me, this is simple, because Diddy, as far as we know what has been presented in court, I might not remember what happened, but chances are I did not necessarily interact with Diddy. There are a lot of people I could have interacted with. Some I'd be happier than others, but there's a chance I played the field a little bit. Bill Cosby, it's just me and Bill.
Bill's out of jail, right?
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, that's my only thing.
But we have not heard from Bill Cosby since he was released.
I think that's the smart move, right?
Correct.
Yeah, but I think if you wake up with Bill's and you can't remember, it's just you.
So where did you sleep with Rihanna? Where is Bill Cosby now?
I don't know.
Is he in Philadelphia? Because he typically used to live in Philly, right?
I don't know.
I'm guessing some gated community in California.
Laying low.
I could be wrong.
Yeah, that's my guess.
But you're Bill Cosby.
Sure.
You can't go to the grocery store. I know you're Bill Cosby.
Right.
So, yeah. I mean, that would have to be a wild life. It's like, you're out of jail, but you're kind of still in jail.
Not really.
Well, not as bad as jail, but
sure.
You're in your own little world of, I don't know, maybe not being able to do much or...
But he can do what he wants, because in the end, much like OJ, he can say, hey, man, it is what it is. It's done. You don't have to like me. But he does not strike me as the type that went grocery shopping often anyway.
Ugh. Yeah.
I'm taking Diddy. Just because the law of averages said I may have enjoyed myself.
I think, God, this is going to sound terrible.
Well, there's no good way.
In the world of people who've done bad things, I think I would be, oh, God. To be honest with you, if I was in a bar... Okay, O.J. Simpson shows up.
All right.
Or Bill Cosby.
I'm taking O.J.
I'm taking O.J. too. Yeah. He killed two people.
He did kill two people.
But I'm not on
his S list.
But for me, the Bill Cosby thing is, it's so over the top. I'm not saying that killing someone is not. Or two people. That is way over the top.
You could also take the other tact of, like, if I pick Cosby's house and I wake up, he's probably done something to me.
Yes.
My issue with the Diddy house is, like, what was I involved in?
You're right. Right. You are absolutely right.
Right.
What porn star was with me? I know it wasn't Diddy.
Well, if, you don't know that.
And if you were with Diddy, then you already heard the Tootsie Roll stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, that would, I'm not saying that matters, but I mean,
it matters.
You know.
I didn't hear that.
His penis was compared to a Tootsie Roll. Some of the testimony from one of the women said that he was going to have sex with her. She didn't necessarily want to, but her exact quote, well, not exact quote, but I'm paraphrasing, and this is about as close as you can get to is, it's not what I wanted to happen, but when I saw that his penis was like a Tootsie Roll, I relaxed.
Apparently that's one of the reasons he gets a lot of those male escorts. Because he wants to see his girlfriends or the people that he's with have sex with
someone who's endowed.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that one too?
No.
Yeah,
no.
It's about a month ago.
Kind of ruining Tootsie Rolls.
I mean, yeah.
Well, Tootsie Rolls already kind of suck.
You guys hate them. Mike and I usually defend them.
Do you still like them?
I like the fruit cheese.
So, whose house do you want to wake up? I'm just taking Diddy. Nothing good is happening.
I'm taking Cosby's because, like,
really? But now we know, Ted, if you said, look, because I could say, we meet at the bar, and I go, dude, what happened to you last night? And you say, what happened to you? And I go, I woke up at Diddy's this morning. I met you here. And what'd you get into? Like, man, I don't know, but you know, but I don't know how involved I got. Bill Cosby, I'm like, Ted, you know what happened, right? Risking a drink in silence for a while.
I don't know. That, I mean, that's a tough would you rather. I guess somewhere in my brain, I think they're both horrible, but I feel like I could somehow, if I personally, because I'm guessing Cosby's going to assault me.
Yeah.
That I could deal with that easier than Diddy being like, oh, yeah, they didn't even care. Like, I'm like, I don't want to get involved in that.
All right, that's fair. Do you think, Cosby, when you wake up, there's a pudding cup and a bottle of Coke sitting on the nightstand?
I don't know.
Jesus.
I mean, you're right, though. If I had to hang out with any of them, I guess it'd be OJ.
OJ. It's the one time he wins.
Random. It's so weird.
Because a murderer, like I said, he lost his mind. He had targets. He had a specific reason why he wanted to murder them. I have nothing to do with it. The other two people, it's like, man, they're just, it's a crime of opportunity. Like, I want no part of that.
Cosby was doing this crap for years.
Years.
And OJ did that one night. And I'm not justifying.
Why hold it against them?
No.
I'm
not justifying it. I'm just saying that Cosby was doing this for decades.
Decades, yeah,
he was
for sure.
Preying on people. OJ just snapped.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that that's okay. I'm just saying that.
One bad time.
If I'm at a bar, I want it to be OJ and not Bill Cosby.
I agree.
Because Bill Cosby,
that.
I still want to knock his ass out.
Yeah.
As he's sitting on
that's
the,
part of
at 80 some years old. I still want to punch him in the face.
Could that be one of the oldest men you punch and everyone would forgive you?
Yes.
I agree. I'm trying to think of some other old guy you could just punch in the face. I mean, it's Harvey Weinstein, it's Bill Cosby. It's very limited, but like he assaulted an old man. He'd say, well, it's Bill Cosby. And they go, oh, cool. All right. We get it, man. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Aaron, welcome to the program. In the random would you rather question, let's go with this one. Would you rather have your coworker bite you or fart in your face?
Wow.
And you really got to consider your coworkers.
Well, yeah. I mean, a few of them are my family members, so I think I'd rather go with a bite.
You know what, man? I would too, and I'm basing this solely off of what I smell in the men's bathroom here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. I mean, like, I've walked in there, so I have some experience with what everyone is, everyone's packing on the backside there, and I'm like, I don't want any part of that.
We got a couple guys that can lay it down.
They can absolutely lay it down. So the bite sucks, but I would, with if it's coworkers, I would definitely take the bite over the fart.
I'm taking the fart.
Absolutely.
You're taking the fart?
Yes. I've seen what these guys eat, so.
I'm taking the fart because I don't want someone to bite me.
Well, I don't want anyone to do
anything. You can get an infection.
I
could get a sty, I guess.
Well, remember that woman, I think it was like 1 or 2 weeks ago we had the story. Her boyfriend, her ex-boyfriend, had farted in her face 7 years ago. And since then, she's been having, respiratory or if it had to do with her eyes. But even when she went to the doctors, they're like, look, man, we're not joking. It's the fart. Mm-hmm.
So the reason we asked, would you rather your coworker bite you or fart in your face? You guys have, we've told the story many times what happened Sunday at this convention, the Washington State SummerCon, where Martin Cove, who is the guy from Cobra Kai and The Karate Kid, he bit his former co-star, Alicia Hannah Kim. I guess she was just walking by. He grabbed her arm and he bit down, and he nearly broke skin. She described the encounter in a statement to police, noting she was left with visible teeth marks, bruising, and pain. He was removed from the premises, or he was asked to leave, and he did.
Yeah.
That's all we know about that story so far.
I did watch the video footage today from the cops.
All right. What'd it look like?
It's pretty much what we guessed, right? Like, she's pissed.
Yeah.
But she's like, I don't want to press charges, but I am going to make a police report to make sure this is on record that he did it to me in case anything, he
does it again, okay.
Right, or he does anything else.
Do you think that she thought that this guy was a whack job when she worked with him?
Probably.
To do that police report? Like, look, we work together. If something weird would happen like that with any of us, mm-hmm. it's obviously a one-offer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is not your normal behavior. Something's going on with you, but this is not your normal behavior. I don't know what you're on, but... Right. This is not normal Ted, normal anybody, normal Mike. It's just not.
I noticed you left my
name. But if I'm going to file a police report, then I'm going to be like, oh, yeah, Steve has definitely been on this ledge before.
Right.
So I want to make sure it doesn't happen to somebody else. So to me, it seems like that he obviously maybe didn't bite someone, but was odd enough.
Yeah,
they're like, okay, look, man, I don't know what he's going to do next. Kind of thing. So, the farting story.
Again, I just want to say, like I said it yesterday, the worst part is he's at that convention.
Right.
People are there to see both of them. And then there's even a couple people standing outside and they're like, well, yeah, you got to leave. The cop's like, well, you got to leave. But it's like, I don't know. That whole story just sucks because it's like, you paid all that money. A lot of people wanted to see him. And
yes.
It's like,
that's why I would probably go. Because I actually like that character on the show.
Do you think that he did it there because he thought it's more of a chance to get away with it? Based on the fact that there's a bunch of people that have paid money to see me, we're coming up next, or whatever the situation is, right?
My impression, basically, is that I don't think she cares for him.
Clearly.
Whether they were co-stars or not, and he tried to engage her, and she just kept walking by, and that's when he grabbed her arm and bit her.
Well, that's what
Which
I do.
Weird.
People ignore me.
Well, yeah. So, as far as farting in your face.
Like, let's just be honest. There is some creepy weirdos, and then you get that famous, and it's like...
You're still a
creepy
weirdo.
He's probably bit a woman on the arm before, but they were like, oh, it's a guy from Karate Kid.
Well, you get delusional. I mean, Ron Jeremy thought any woman that talked to him wanted to have sex with him.
And it's like, bro, no.
Almost his entire life.
Yeah.
And it got him into a lot of trouble because he did dumb crap.
He's still in jail.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, the fart story. A Metropolitan police officer may be fired after he asked a colleague to pull his finger. She said no, he farted in her face anyway. This happened at the Wembley police station back in 2021. Russell Ford told the disciplinary hearing that when she declined to pull his finger, he passed wind in her face from around 10 to 15 centimeters away.
Oh, that's like half a foot.
He admits he asked her to pull his finger, but denies he actually farted. He fully accepts his attempt as humor that was misplaced and inappropriate in a modern policing workplace. He approached her, asked her to pull the finger. She knew what was intended and told him to move along.
Is anyone not?
He turned his back, according to her, stood on his toes, and passed wind in her face. What else did you read about this guy?
Oh, dude, I don't even want to go through it. But like I said, that's the best thing that he did in a story. It's a headline. You're like, ah, ha, ha, ha. Then you keep reading everything else that he did at this particular precinct. You're like, Jesus Christ, man. Farting in someone's face, that is the nicest thing you've done. And by the way, they said like 10 centimeters, 10 to 15 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
That's anywhere from 4 to 6 inches away. Like, I have farted in people's direction. I don't know.
I have farted in your general direction.
I farted in your direction. But I would not get within 6 inches of your face and let one rip.
Yeah.
Right? Unless we just wanted to have a fight and I go, I'll get him to punch me. Here's the move. Random, that's too close, random, man. Random. Hello, Austin. Random, welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
Austin, welcome to the program. Random question. Okay, Austin. Let's see here. Would you rather live in Los Angeles, California, or Miami, Florida?
Ooh, well, I think you're dealing with fentanyl in either area. I'd say the homeless population would be worse in Cali, so I think I'll take Florida, to be honest.
Take Miami. Okay.
That's a tough question, because on the one, you're right, there's a lot more homeless in L.A., but L.A. geographically is so large. It's not like Third Avenue in Seattle, right?
Mm-hmm.
There could be a million homeless, but they're not It's not just everywhere. Your taxes are a lot worse in California, for sure. But then Florida's Florida, man.
Florida's Florida.
You know what? I'm going to take California because, look, I know
Miami's also sinking.
I was going to say, I know there's earthquakes and
there's hurricanes
and the fires and all that kind of thing, but Miami obviously is hurricane prone. That's not new, but I mean, the place is literally sinking and everyone's property value has gone to S.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here's another one. Austin, would you rather live in Chicago, Illinois, or Boston, Massachusetts?
That's a tougher one.
Really? I'm taking Chicago.
I stayed in Chicago after I got out of boot camp, so that it wasn't too bad. So I'll take Boston. It won't have to worry about any.
Oh, just to, also, some, yeah. To try something different.
Okay, all right.
See, I'll take Chicago because I know for a fact that there's the Midwest friendly,
mm-hmm.
and it's not the Boston. Boston's just not friendly. No, it's a great city.
Well, you got to worry about the snowstorms over in Chicago too. Like again,
Boston's going to be a little bit worse. I mean, Chicago's going to be cold because of the wind,
without a doubt.
Boston's going to be just cold and snowy.
But also for me, man, honestly, in this case, part of the reason I picked Chicago, one, I really enjoy the city of Chicago, but sports-wise, I don't hate any of the teams. I'm complete like the Chicago Bears, 1,000% indifferent. They mean nothing to me one way or another. The Bulls, meh. Their baseball teams, fine, I'll go see the Cubs. But Boston, like, I hate every team here.
Yeah.
And if I say that, I'm going to get punched.
And one more, Austin. San Diego, California, or Denver, Colorado?
San Diego.
Warmer. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, I'm taking San Diego.
I have no problem with Denver. By the way, those are all cities that we just mentioned. Los Angeles, Miami, Chicago, Boston, Denver, they are all in the top 10 of the cities that people are leaving the most.
And do they say why?
A number of factors. Basically,
there's something that really lines all them up.
There's nothing, but everyone has their different things, right? Like, so California, maybe if you're retired, it's different. I don't know. But if you have a job, just the way they tax you is a freaking nightmare, and it's expensive to live there. Miami's not super expensive to live there, but it's one of the few places where you can buy a house and lose $100,000 in 2 months because the place is falling apart and the insurance is after.
You know what? It's a numbers game. It's just basically these cities that people are leaving the most because they're all different from, you know, different perspectives as far as why. But there's a clear exodus from large, expensive cities on both coasts, according to the USA Today. Now, I believe this has to do a lot with the fact that remote work is now a thing.
Yeah.
So not necessarily do you need to live in L.A. to...
I can live somewhere cheaper, right, do the same job.
And not only that, but it's expensive. It's, you know, the fires with all these different things. I mean, there's got to be... There's a different reason for every town.
Sure.
But they all have a justifiable one. Cities where people are moving to, all right?
Are they in Arizona, New Mexico?
No, but these places are on fire right now. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Wilmington, North Carolina. That's tied for number one. That place is 102 degrees.
I mean, Myrtle Beach is
your face is like you just smoked a
turd. Ocala, Florida's on fire.
Myrtle Beach is like, look, Myrtle Beach is fun.
Yeah,
if you're a golfer, it's a paradise. I think there's more per square mile than anywhere else in the country. But also, like, living there, though, it's like, Jesus, no.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's number one.
If we still lived on the East Coast, like, it would be nice to have a beach house, but, like, I don't want to live at the beach.
No.
Not that one. Raleigh, North Carolina, number three.
But Raleigh, a lot of good jobs.
It's great. It's just on fire. Right
and there's
now.
Colleges. Like, Raleigh's a cool little area.
Dallas, Fort Worth. People are moving there.
Cheap.
Charlotte, North Carolina. Boise, Idaho is the only one on the West Coast. Knoxville, Nashville, Tennessee, and Jacksonville, Florida.
Knoxville.
People are moving to Knoxville.
Ted, I bet you'd move to Myrtle Beach before you moved to Knoxville. I would, man.
Yeah, I've been in Knoxville. I mean, it's awesome if you're a college football fan and there's live music, but
that's what do you 3 months a year.
Right, and there's like six of those Saturdays.
Right, that's
tops.
It's UT or bust.
Yeah.
It really is. More of the random Would You Rather question coming up, 206-803.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally.
It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Rock. Random, would you rather question? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Jess, welcome to the program. Random question, Okay, let's see here. What do we got for you? Okay. Jess, would you rather find out that your zipper was down or that you had food in your teeth while flirting with someone?
Wait, am I having food in my teeth and farting on someone at the same time?
Sure, if you want.
My fly is down.
It's up to you.
I don't know where the farting came from.
If you want to add farting, Jess, go ahead.
We'll go with farting.
Wasn't an option.
That is not an option. You've made that up.
Yeah. Are you high?
Flirting, Jess. Flirting.
Would you rather find out your zipper was down or that you had food in your teeth while flirting with someone?
I'm still going to go with the fly down because,
it's not really as embarrassing for a woman to have a fly down.
I mean, it's where we're going to stare.
Hold on, please, guys. Okay, so if, say I had, a chunk of broccoli, would I rather fart in front of somebody or have that
Jess, you gotta cut the weed out. You gotta cut the weed out, dude. I love you, but you're...
Okay, let's just try this again.
You can't even...
Why is this so confusing?
Jesus Christ.
Would you rather? And it's where am I farting? Nobody's farting!
No one asked you to fart!
You don't need to fart! Just
there's stuff in my teeth and I'm farting?
Man, she's got a weird-ass kink going on. I know it.
I mean, please, do your man a favor. Lay off the pipe.
Good.
He's got to live with you.
God,
we don't.
Go with, and I... It's going to shock you. I have a personal story for this one.
All right.
I don't know that it could have happened at a worse time. So I'm going to go with food in the teeth while flirting. Because last spring, right, my dad had passed away a couple years ago. But after the pandemic, it took a while to get his ashes into Arlington National Cemetery.
Yeah.
So I had given the eulogy at the funeral. So my brother Chris, I said, you'll get the flag.
All right.
Right? And he's like, okay. You're going to carry the urn from that over to the area where they're going to place it in whatever that wall is where you put the urns. So obviously, again, you've seen those military funerals. Until you're in one with a family member and they're folding that flag. I mean, it is gut-wrenching.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is dead quiet. My brother's not the most emotional person. He is bawling his eyes out. This is my time. I've done the hard part. Pick it up. You know, they're lock and step. I'm trying to be as lock and step as I can. Get over there, hand it to the guy. We put it in there, and I turn around. And there's my Uncle Phil. Zipper. I walked in front of everybody with my dad's dead ashes in the urn to put him in his final wrestling place with my zipper down.
Don't you think that he would have appreciated that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I mean, honest to God.
Yeah.
All things considered, he'd be like, man, I hope Ted's got a zipper down. He probably loved it.
I was just saying. I mean, with my uncle, and I see him just zipper.
Right.
I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
And then it's the worst thing, because now you have to zip up your zipper, but everyone's looking at you.
Plus, you know my family. They won't bring it up, but I can guarantee you when I see him in a couple weeks or whatever, like at some point.
Someone's going to whip it up.
It'll just come up like, well, Ted walks around with his dead dad's ashes and his zipper down. Yeah. Like, what?
With his junk out.
Yeah.
Try this again.
Sure.
Hello, Solomon. Welcome to the men's room.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola. Solomon, how are you?
Good. Hey, is it Friday already?
What's that?
Is it Friday already with that Bad Choice song, last song you guys played?
Oh, I forgot. Jesus. We were just commenting. Jesus.
I like it. But.
Well, to be honest with you, man, I like the original better.
I do too.
I know. We were just talking about it.
I literally walked in and I said to Mike, just wait for the text, like, I hate this song.
Right. We didn't get even a single text about it, but now Solomon's going to call in and say, hey, guys, that sucked.
Yeah. Trust me. We get like two a day. All right.
Solomon. That was a biblical comment.
Yeah. Got a whole diatribe about the chili peppers the other day. Okay, would you rather
from somebody who knows we don't pick it?
Yeah, who knows exactly? Would you rather find out that you had bad body odor or bad breath when you were flirting with someone?
Bad body odor.
Yeah, for some reason I feel the same on that.
Well, because you only get the body odor. It's kind of like on and off, where bad breath, it's every time you open your mouth and talk,
well,
you're getting hit.
I'm flirting. So I know she's already shot me down because I stink when I'm standing there, but some of it seems less offensive than someone. And when you're flirting, typically you're talking a little closer. And every time you open your mouth, that stink's coming out, man. That's hard to deal with.
Okay.
The reason why is because, you won't be able to, they won't want to kiss you.
That's right. Okay. Exactly. Here's the next part of this one. Would you rather find out that person that you're flirting with has crabs or chlamydia?
Oh God, that's a canned question there.
I think it's easy. I'm taking chlamydia.
You are.
I'm taking
crabs are such a pain in the ass.
Right, because with chlamydia, man, I take the Z-Pack. It only affects me, and it's gone in about a week.
It's a week, yeah.
Right? And with crab, you can get rid of them quickly.
Do you know you got rid of them?
That's the difference, man. I mean, you're washing everything.
Can I chime in real quick on the passing the gas in the face?
Sure.
Here's my take on it, just to give you some perspective.
Jesus Christ.
There's nothing more disgusting than the thought of the air that was just circling around somebody's feces now comfortably nesting in your lungs.
Yeah, that is
called being on an airplane. Yeah. All right, one more. So after flirting with that person, would you rather wake up married to them or with their name tattooed on your arm?
Tattooed.
Married to them.
What? Married or tattooed? Hey, tattoo's permanent.
Married.
I mean, I've been married twice.
Yeah, I mean, look, man.
Yeah, and you get rid of a tattoo, you don't have to give away half your money.
But here's the thing. My thought, if you wake up next to this person and you're married, chances are it's a Vegas-style thing. I can get it annulled.
I'll get the tattoo.
All right, you're getting the tattoo.
Well, wait a minute, Miles. The tattoo, or we're married, but I farted on her too, right?
You farted on a married tattooed woman.
Let that be part of every question today. That you just, also farted.
Should we just start the show over?
I mean, my God, how close has someone farted to your face? Because apparently, that's what everybody wants to talk about.
Oh, my God.
What's the closest fart you've had to your face?
And they're waiting on hold. They can hear us. It's like, I got to get in my fart talk.
Random. That's why I called.
Random, yeah.
Random. Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Okay. Goodbye, gentlemen.
All right, Cheyenne, you got to think about farts you just want to get out of your system.
Don't be weird, dude.
I just want to say, I can still smell that fart that Ted did when you guys were talking about that one mare. You know the one I'm talking about. So I can still smell that one.
You weren't even there.
I know, but that's how bad it lingers, man.
That fart was...
God, man, I thought we were cool. I'll catch you straight.
Someone put something online, like, try to drop the fart term in every time you call the show today. Okay, Cheyenne, let's go with this one. What
we'll put you up to this?
Would you rather see your favorite band suck live or a band that you don't like? Or just have to sit through one of the band that you don't like? So in other words, what are your favorite bands in town? You go to the show.
Metallica sucks that
they
night.
Suck. Or just go to
The Wiggles.
Whoever. And actually, you just got to...
Barbra Streisand.
Deal with it and watch the show. Maybe it's good, maybe it's bad.
Well, I've been to many a show, and I would have to say I'd rather see my favorite band suck live.
Me too. Absolutely, man.
Yeah. I'd rather roll the dice on a band I don't like, and maybe they got a good live performance.
I'm right there with you.
By the way...
Okay, but wait. I knew someone would say that, right? So I have one caveat to this. Indirect, because you brought up a few bands where you're like, look, we play them on the station. You don't dislike them. You're indifferent, but you see their show. And it was a Five Finger Death Punch or something. You said, like, brother, you just watch them.
Oh, Avenged Sevenfold.
Avenged Sevenfold. Like, there's nothing
Don't miss them in person. They're awesome.
All right, cool. Now, you could say that to me, and I go, I'll go see Avenged Sevenfold. What if I say, all right, you can go see your favorite band or one of your favorite bands, and they're really going to have a bad night. Or it's Barbra Streisand. Right? There's not going to be any pyro. Hey. It's not, right? You know what's going on with that. Like, it's her and her music,
but
man.
You know, it's cool. It's not going to be bad.
Yes, it is, because it's Barbra Streisand performing her music. Her music catalog, Miles, it's going to be bad. If she's going to cover other people, maybe there's a shot, but if she's going to sing her song.
Sing Evergreen and all that.
So sucks.
True Tree here. I think I want to go see Barry Manilow.
I would see Barry Manilow.
I'm dead serious.
I never hated Barry Manilow.
I saw a commercial the other night. I'm like, Manilow, climate pledge.
Yeah.
Is that me?
By the way, Ted, we're cool because don't worry because Sunshine's also still burning in hell. So. Yeah.
Oh, damn! Sunshine's on fire today.
Wow.
What the hell's going on with people today, huh?
Yeah.
We're going to cut you out of the cool people club.
It's a feisty day.
That's right.
Jesus. Well, for Miles and I, apparently.
Well, who do you think is, as far as artists you don't like, I say we're going to go see them. And places, because you're like, look, obviously you have some soft spot for Streisand, which is fine.
Well, she's been around. Sounds,
I just think she, okay, Bette Midler.
I would go see Bette Midler.
Jesus H. Christ.
Yes, I would. I would go see anybody who I hadn't seen before to get, like, I went and saw Neil Diamond.
Rebecca Black.
I went and saw Neil Diamond.
Neil Diamond has good music.
One of the best shows I've seen in years. It was just like, wow, this old guy, he rocks, right? So, I am not opposed to going to see people before they pass on, to see them one time, to just know that experience.
But that's not an artist you dislike.
Barbra Streisand, I would go see just to say, I saw her. She was either good or bad. I don't know.
I would not go see Barbra Streisand to continue saying, I never have seen
Tony
Barbra
Bennett.
Streisand.
Would you go see like someone like Tony? If they were, I don't even know if he's
I'd go watch him. He's a crooner.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Okay, Tom Jones.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
To me, there's certain people that, you know, if you haven't seen...
I mean, look, I'll just say it. Like, when I was out of the Gorge on Memorial Day weekend, I love Willie Nelson, but he is 90. He sounds like a 90-year-old. It's mostly his family, and then when he chimes in, like, it just sounds like an old guy.
He's talking.
Now, I saw him 10 years ago or 15 years. It was like, oh,
when he was in his 90s.
When he was like, he still sang a bunch. So I've seen him, so I don't mind saying, like, at this point, you're just going to say you saw him.
Sure. Okay.
All right. AC/DC.
Seen him a couple times.
Would you go now?
Yes.
Based on what I've heard, you know what? Yes. Yes, I would.
Okay. But
again, their stage show is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, so is Guns N' Roses. So is Motley Crue. But, you know, like, in Motley Crue's case, it's either going to be Vince is going to be on that night or he's not. So you're rolling the dice.
I would not spend money for Motley Crue. No.
You're rolling the dice on one guy.
I'd go see Motley Crue again with the... From what I've seen, whether he's on or off, that sound mixer guy knows what he's doing.
For Motley Crue? It means like bring it down a little
bit. Right, got it.
Hi-ya!
Would you spend money on the ticket?
No.
Okay, yeah. I think that's the difference. Okay. Like, I would go for free, but I would not spend money on that.
Well, they're saying with AC/DC, they've got footage of them, and people are busting them up online. They're doing TNT. Crowd seems, they say, louder than Brian Johnson's voice. It was filmed on a phone, so who knows? Angus Young just looks bad. I don't think.
When did he look good?
I don't. Yeah, exactly.
When did Angus Young look good?
Did you not know what he looked like when he was younger?
Yeah, I mean the guy looks like Gollum.
Malcolm was uglier. All right,
which is amazing.
I mean they're rock stars, but right, if you took away the rock star, they wouldn't. You wouldn't be
this
like,
is an ugly little man.
Here are the quotes. This is painful. They need to stop. I gotta say, Angus is really pulling the load on this tour. They'll always be my favorite band, but I'm gonna sit this show out. It's an old band, of course. They're not going to be the same. Y'all don't have to say for them to stop doing what they like. So people are defending them. I watched the clip. I didn't think they sounded bad. Brian Johnson, 77. I mean, Angus is 70.
And it's AC/DC.
Look, heard Castle talking all day long about this show in England.
The Black Sabbath show?
Yeah. In Aussie, basically, he said, look, he's doing five songs.
Yeah.
That spans his entire career. This is not necessarily a Black Sabbath reunion. I know for a fact he's doing No More Tears.
Yeah, really?
And the reason is because it's still in his range, and Sammy Hagar was going to go and do it, and Tom Morello, who is the musical director of the events,
really
basically called him back and said, you can't do it because it's one of the five songs that Ozzy
Ozzy can do.
He's going to do, or at least attempt to do. So Ozzy could go up there and, you know, oh, the other band, it's going to be a great day one way or the other. It's Ozzy's last show.
But why does Ozzy treat this like the Flying Willendas? Like the Flying Willendas say, hey, man, we're going to walk this tightrope. We're going to attempt, but that's the sell. There's very few concerts where the lead singer can say, hey, you come to the show, I promise you, I'm going to make an attempt to sing these songs without sucking.
Well, when Metallica goes out there and covers Sabbath or solo Ozzy or whatever he's doing, you know you're going to get your money's worth.
Sure.
When Alice in Chains gets up there, when Duff gets up there with Slash, you know they're going to do a great version of the song. When Ozzy gets out there at the end, it's not a version. It's his song. So how he does is going to be what people remember. As far as just like, can he still do it? Was this a good idea?
I think
was this a bad idea?
I think his voice will be fine. I just think, for obvious reasons, his energy level will be way, way down. Because he's one of those, he just sweated, paced back and forth on the stage, always clapping his hands, kind of rocked out. Like, there is zero chance that happens.
Yeah.
But like, I think his voice is still all right.
But he's still Ozzy. So hopefully he's not, he might be just sitting on a throne.
Right.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know if you guys saw footage from the tour that Phil Collins attempted to do with Genesis, where he basically just sat on a chair on the stage and looked like he was he could fall over at any moment.
Yes, he's sick.
I mean, he was just like, and he was just looking at him like, it almost looked like something that South Park would, like, you know, mimic.
Right, right.
It almost looked like, you know, Mr. Mackey had cancer.
Right. Like, dude, what you're looking at don't have to do this.
Right.
You know, Ozzy, I feel a little different. It's like you've become this whole cult of personality. It's cool of you to do this. Everyone knows the shape you're in. Castle's going. That's the kind of show you want to go to. Phil Collins.
Yes, it's going to be a great day.
I'm a Phil Collins apologist. But Phil, you don't need to do, like, if you had just faded away as you were kind of doing, no one would care. And I don't mean that in a bad way, but like, that's who you were. Yeah. It's all right. You don't need to do this, man. And based on your description of him, like, Phil, seriously, man, like, get off the stage, buddy.
Random.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Justin, welcome to the program, the Random Would You Rather question. You ready to go?
Hey, sure, let's go.
Okay, here you go. Would you rather scream racial slurs outside of an elementary school or show up at a Chuck E. Cheese naked?
Jesus.
Oh.
These are brutal today.
Well, people are being brutal to us. I'm giving it right back.
I pick a town.
What's that?
Can I pick a town?
No, you can't just go to Boise and drop the N-bomb where people cheer you on.
Yeah, like that's the name of the high school football team.
Right. Now, let's just assume
your hometown.
Right.
I was at Quarter Lane. I got a free room.
Yeah.
Looks like they're in the wing tee again, Ted.
It really does sound bad, but I probably have to go with whip or slur.
I would, too.
You do what now?
Take the slur.
You're going to take, instead of,
because with the slur, you just go down as an insensitive a-hole. And I've been called that. It didn't even hurt my feelings then. It's another thing to straight up be a pervert where there's children. There's no good explanation.
What if you lost your fantasy football team in this your league, and this is something you had to do?
I'm taking to school.
You're taking
every time,
school.
Without question.
Yeah.
But you're black.
I know. I say it's different for me.
You can yell stuff at the white kids.
Yeah, I know, but nothing as bad as the N-bomb.
There's not, but there's some things I know that you don't, that if you find out it's about you, you'd be like, what?
What did you say?
What does that mean?
I mean, unfortunately, there's a lot of different groups you can say stuff about.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you spread the love to a bunch of different groups instead of just sticking with one.
Just insult everybody.
Yeah, so that way it's like, look, I'm really not pissed at everybody. It's just one girl. I hate everybody.
Is that better or worse, right? So you show up in the news and they say, man, this guy was screaming racial slurs outside of an elementary school. And Armin says, that's awful, which is what everyone should think. And you're waiting to hear what he said, and they're like, oh, no, listen, like, He insulted everybody. It doesn't matter, right. man.
But you could just walk by the Chuck E. Cheese naked and say, you know, I'm just cutting through the parking lot. Yeah, I didn't know this was a Chuck E. Cheese.
Now, I'm taking the slurs, man, every day of the week.
Okay.
Actually, my preference would be naked outside of a Chuck E. Cheese screaming slurs at the kids. That's the best look you could possibly have.
Right now, he's naked and
screaming slurs at a Chuck E. Cheese.
More of the random Would You Rather question coming up. 206-803-ROCK.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.